And it's 6 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Unfortunately, This Way Out is not going to be aired tonight due to continued technical difficulties with downloading that show. And instead, we have Women's International News Gathering Service, a special about Agent Orange. 30 years after the Vietnam War, a group from Vietnam toured the United States calling for reparations for multi-generational damage caused by military use of Agent Orange, an herbicide with a dioxin byproduct that causes disease and birth defects. This program by local producer Mia Kim features a variety of guests and also translations with voiceover by local artist Betty Lee. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service, Agent Orange. You're listening to KBOO Portland.
30 years after the Vietnam War, a group from Vietnam is touring the United States calling for reparations for multi-generational damage caused by Agent Orange. This herbicide was developed for the U.S. military to defoliate the jungles of Vietnam. A byproduct of Agent Orange, dioxin, harms the reproductive and nervous systems and accumulates in the bodies of mothers, causing birth defects. Some research links it to cancer. Seven companies that produced Agent Orange have paid $180 million to settle a class action lawsuit by U.S. veterans and gain immunity from further suits. Soldiers from other countries and Vietnamese civilians were not included.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
My name is Dan Hon Nhat, and I am a victim of Agent Orange, and I come from Ho Chi Minh City.
My name is Merle Ratner, and I'm a co-coordinator of the Vietnam Agent Orange Relief and Responsibility Campaign, which is the organizer along with Veterans for Peace of this tour, and has a national campaign to achieve justice for Vietnam's Agent Orange victims. Vietnam has always been one country. It was divided artificially by the French and the U.S. There were supposed to be elections to reunify the country, but the U.S. government and CIA said that Ho Chi Minh would win, so they occupied the South, and the North had the elections. She fought for the National Liberation Front, for the Long-Haired Women's Army, which she was a political organizer, which was the army of people in the South who also wanted to reunify the country, who were fighting against the U.S. occupation. So after the end of the war, the country was reunified, and there's only one force. But though they were fighting in different formations, they were fighting for the same thing, which is the reunification of the country, the independence of the country, and the freedom from foreign occupation.
Cũng như hàng triệu người Việt Nam khác của chúng tôi sống ở vùng nông thôn miền Nam Việt Nam từ những năm
Like millions of peasants and farmers living in the countryside in the southern part of Vietnam during the wartime, I was exposed to Agent Orange. It took place in 1965 when the U.S. planes sprayed the chemicals in Tây Ninh province and Cu Chi district in the suburb of Saigon.
Sau khi bị hít thở phải cái chất độc hóa học đó và ăn những cái rau trồng ở cái vùng đó.
Since I breathed the contaminated air and I drank and ate the contaminated water and food, I had skin rashes and diarrhea almost immediately after the exposure to such contaminated substance.
Không thể sống ở vùng nông thôn vì bom đạn nhiều thì tôi vào trong thành Sài Gòn tôi ở và tôi đã bị chính quyền Sài Gòn dưới sự bảo trợ của
Because of the bombing and shelling, I moved from the countryside to the urban area to live in Saigon. In 1966, I was arrested by the Saigon regime. The regime supported by the U.S. military.
Suốt trong thời gian ở tù thì cái bệnh tiêu chảy và ngứa da của tôi không có được điều trị vì người ta muốn cho tôi chết.
I was put in jail for 6 years and 9 months. During the whole period of time, I was not given any medical care for my diarrhea and skin rashes. I believe that it was intended for me to die gradually. During the 6 years and 9 month period, I was sent to many different notorious prisons in the south of Vietnam, including the prison in Gurupundu Island, the Con Dao prison.
Ở nhà tù thì tôi muốn sinh thêm con cho nên tôi đã bị 2 lần sảy thai rồi 1 lần thì con tôi
After I was released from the prison, I wanted to have children. My first 2 pregnancies were 2 miscarriages. The third time I got pregnant, I was able to bear for over 5 months and then it became stillborn. When the fetus was taken out, it was seriously deformed. In the video produced by the Vietnam Association of Victims of Agent Orange, you can see many samples of dead fetuses, one of which is mine. My husband, who was also exposed to Agent Orange dioxin, died in 1999 because of cancer.
Chất độc hóa học dioxin đó nó ngấm vào cơ thể tôi và tai hại đến mức mà năm 2002 tôi đã bị 1 lần mổ cấp cứu để lấy khối u.
I have never expected the chemical agent that I was exposed to could stay with me and could affect me all my life like that in that way. In 2002 I had an operation, an emergency case to remove a tumor in my intestine. And in 2003, I had another operation to remove another tumor in my thyroid gland.
Oh.
many of my friends who are facing even more serious problems like what I have been through. They have health problems and they gave birth to children with congenital defects and they have to take care of them. Therefore, they cannot work to earn a decent living. Many of them are living miserably. For these people, there is no happy day at all.
Sản xuất ra cái chất độc hại cho không phải chỉ bản thân những người như chúng tôi trong chiến tranh còn
The products produced by such chemical manufacturers have not only affected us people who were participating in the war but also have affected our children and also grandchildren, those who know nothing about the war.
Người phụ nữ đã chịu đựng rất là nhiều những cái cực khổ về thể chất cũng như về tinh thần. Tôi muốn nói với những người phụ nữ Mỹ rằng mọi cái hậu quả của chiến tranh đều đem lại đau khổ nhất cho những người phụ nữ, kể cả hai phía. Bản thân tôi đã chịu đựng ngoài cái việc không sinh ra được những đứa con.
As a woman who had suffered so much both physically and mentally because of the consequences of the war, I believe that women are the ones who suffer the most in any kind of war and from both sides. For me, for example, I had reproductive problems that I could not give birth. The fetus that I was bearing had a deformity. I myself have some other illnesses. I had two operations to remove tumors from my body, and I don't know what will happen to me next, so I am really worried. I believe women who were exposed to Agent Orange, the victims, are the ones who suffer most. Therefore, I would like to say to American women that women in the two countries and women all over the world, let us unite so we can stop the suffering caused by war, the sufferings such as the loss of husbands and children caused by the war.
Chúng ta bởi vì mọi việc mâu thuẫn với nhau thì chúng ta có thể giải quyết bằng trao đổi, bằng bàn bạc để giải quyết, chứ không thể lấy sức mạnh và nhất là dùng vũ khí để giết người thì đó là rất là vô nhân đạo. Mà là phụ nữ thì chúng tôi lại càng phản đối việc đó, vì chiến tranh thì những người đau khổ nhất là phụ nữ. Cho nên người phụ nữ rất là yêu quý hòa bình. Chúng tôi phản đối.
I believe that all contradictions, all problems in the world can be settled through negotiations, through dialogues and discussions. One cannot just simply use force to impose his cruelty on others especially when he uses weapons to kill people. As a woman, I protest against war because women are the ones who suffer most if a war takes place. Women love peace. Women want to protest war, especially we protest against those who cause war and destroy peace for profit, because war is cruel.
Chúng tôi thì bây giờ đó thì chúng tôi gặp lại nhau, những anh đó, những người lính Mỹ đã nói lên rằng họ bị chính phủ của họ lừa dối đưa sang Việt Nam để đánh Việt Nam, chứ họ không hề có một cái chủ định rằng đi đánh nước chúng tôi, và bản thân họ cũng bị những cái hậu quả do chiến tranh đem lại, họ cũng bị nhiễm chất độc da cam, họ cũng bị những cái bệnh, và họ cũng sinh ra những đứa con khuyết tật như người Việt Nam chúng tôi. Cho nên là
before we were enemies with American soldiers, but many of them were sent here simply because they were misled, because they were lied to. As they shared with us now, and when I came here, I found that many of them had the same problems like we have. They were also victims of the same war. Therefore, we share many things in common. We share sympathy with one another, and we have become friends. Actually, we are working together against war.
Chúng tôi mong muốn nhiều nhất hiện nay đó là những nạn nhân chất độc da cam Việt Nam, hàng triệu người đang sống rất là nghèo khổ, đang bị nhiều cái bệnh tật và họ đương bất hạnh, cho nên chúng tôi cần cái sự giúp đỡ để họ vượt qua những cái khó khăn đó. Và như vậy là chúng tôi muốn nói với nhân dân Mỹ,
what I would like to say most to the American people is that now we have millions of victims of Agent Orange. They are living very poorly. They face many economic difficulties. Also, they have many health problems. Please help them. Help them overcome the difficulties. Help them overcome problems by any